My brothers and sisters, as has become our practice, let's pray. Father, you who are Lord of Lords and King of Kings, we praise you. We worship and honor your name, O Lord, while giving you thanks for bringing us into your presence. Father, there is joy and peace in your presence, and we give all glory and honor to you and you alone, that this is where you would have us to be. We pray in agreement with you, Father, as well as with one another, making petitions and requests to you with thanksgiving that you will bless your sons and daughters who listen to the messages through the podcast that I believe you've given me. Father, may they be blessed and prosper in all they do according to your word and will. I pray and petition you, Father, that they and their families will walk in divine health and that their days upon the earth will be long and fruitful. We are continually in prayer and agreement for Mandy Williams, Erica, as well as my great niece, along with the young woman whom I love like a granddaughter. Let all who are in need of healing, whether physically, mentally, in marriages, family matters, or whatever the need may each and every one know you as Jehovah Rapha. We pray and agree with the families of a brother who resides in Trinidad. Father, we thank you that he will not only know your healing powers, but that his family will receive the strength, peace, and all else that's needed as they continue to stand by him during this time in his life. We pray for those who are under physical, mental, as well as emotional and spiritual attacks, whether they are psychotic breaks, mental breakdowns, demonic attacks, or other types of psychosis. May they all experience your healing touch and deliverance, because there is no limit to what you can do. Father, you know the gentleman who I pray for every day without exception. I don't need to tell you that I love him like a son, and I pray the prayer of Jabez over him in agreement with you on his behalf. I pray that he will always be free from pain. Bless him, Father. Bless his wife and family, and may you enlarge their territories in great and mighty ways. We ask you again, Father, that each and every one of your sons and daughters would walk in divine health. Father, we thank you that you continue to allow us to see your faithfulness on behalf of those for whom you have moved so mightily, for those who have seen and experienced you as the Lord our God who heals. Father, we ask as we listen to this podcast that we will all hear your voice clearly and concisely, and we ask that all we put our hands to be blessed according to your word and will. We thank you, Holy Ghost, as you use these words to minister to the hearts and spirits of your sons and daughters. We pray and make all of these petitions to you, Father, asking that all of our families will walk in covenant with you all the days of their lives. May our covenant blessings with you be generational to the thousandth generation, Jesus, should you tarry. We ask these things, petitioning you, Father, with thanksgiving, in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, amen and amen. Hello to each of you. I'm Prophet Beatrice Valerie Nero, and I welcome you to another episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. This week, I'll be sharing with you part two of the message entitled, What Are You Willing to Give Up? There are many in the body of Christ who truly, innocently, and much to their detriment, don't understand what it means to give God his glory. They hear the phrase and sing the songs, but they've never been taught, instructed, or ministered to concerning what it truly means. Many believe that when they sing praises to his name, that's all there is to giving him his glory. But to give our Father his glory means to always let it be about him. Let everything we do, the way and the lives we live, the words we speak, the sermons we preach, must always be to direct others to him. It's always to be to His honor when the good things are done, when we receive the blessings, the deliverances, the healings, or whatever. It's all to His acclaim. Let me put it this way. It's all about allowing Him to shine as opposed to the shine being upon us. After all, the shine, the honor, the accolades, all of the glory belongs to Him and Him alone. Too often we will stand in places and positions that allows us to be seen rather than God. It will be man who receives the fame and prestige as opposed to our Father. How many of us remember as children when our mothers would say to us to stay in our place? You better stay in your place, little girl. You better stay in your place, little boy. We all have a place, and it's our place of anointing. Throughout the years, that term has been used as a put down, an insult, even in racist terms. But we do have a place. It's one that's been assigned by God. Each of us have been anointed by God for a particular appointment, position, accomplishment, and place. We cannot trade, swap, and exchange these anointings or places and still accomplish what God has ordained, no matter what someone else may present or offer us. Let's not be tricked, duped, deceived, or even seduced into moving into positions that God never ordained for us to be in. In Judges 9, 8 through 15, in the King James Version, it reads, "The trees went forth on a time to anoint a king over them. And they said unto the olive tree, reign thou over us. But the olive tree said unto them, should I leave my fatness wherewith by me they honor God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? And the tree said to the fig tree, come thou and reign over us. But the fig tree said unto them, should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees? Then the tree said unto the vine, come thou and reign over us. And the vine said unto them, should I leave my wine which cheereth God and man and go to be promoted over the trees? The olive tree, the fig tree, and the vine knew that what they possessed was to honor God and man. Basically, they knew what their purpose was. They knew what they were anointed for. In the New International Version, each verse reads with the trees answering, and I'll paraphrase it here a bit. Should I give up my oil, my fruit, or wine, by which both gods and humans are honored, to hold sway or be promoted over the trees? We're anointed for a particular purpose in life, but are we willing to give it up for something other than what God has ordained? The purpose of the anointing on our lives is to honor God, is to give Him His glory. As I stated a moment ago, that one of the things my mother would tell us when we would get smart or answer her in a way that she didn't like, she'd say, you'd better stay in your place, little girl, or you'd better know your place. And if she was really getting angry, it might be, don't let me have to put you in your place. As sons and daughters of the Most High God, we need to know our place and stay in it. We can't try to be something or someone that God has not called us to be. One of the most dangerous demons in life is the spirit of pride. When we begin to aspire to places and positions in life that God has not called us to, especially when they belong to others, it's pride, envy, and jealousy. It was pride, envy, and jealousy that caused the downfall of Satan. When he began to let it be all about him, as opposed to being all about God, he focused on himself rather than glorifying the Father. When we begin to focus on what we want, what we deem as important, we also begin to feel that we should be in control. We begin to feel that we're the ones who should be glorified and lifted up. We begin to feel that we know what's best for us, as opposed to God knowing what's best. We must know the place, the anointing that God has for us, and stay in it. And also remember that there's a price we pay for the anointing on our lives. There are and will be sacrifices that every person has to make in life. Some of those sacrifices will be to the betterment of our lives and the lives of our families. Some of them will be because we will know without a shadow of a doubt that it's what God is calling us to do. And if it's truly a sacrifice, whether for ourselves or others, it will cost us. There will be a price to pay. When David went to purchase Arunah's threshing floor to make a sacrifice to the Lord, Arunah offered to give it to him for free, including the oxen and the wood for the sacrifice. However, I love the way the Message Bible reads in 2 Samuel 24:24. But the king said to Arunah, "No, I've got to buy it from you for a good price. I'm not going to offer God, my God, sacrifices that are no sacrifice." So David bought the threshing floor and the ox, paying out 50 shekels of silver. If what we're giving to our Father isn't costing us, then it's really not a sacrifice. But didn't Jesus pay the price? As I once heard someone say years ago, salvation is free, but the anointing cost. Jesus paid the price for our salvation, but we pay the price for what God wants to do through us. Either we pay the price for the anointing on our lives, or we give up that anointing for the satisfaction of the flesh. The question right now is, what are you willing to give up? Are you willing to give up your anointing for a one-night stand? Are you willing to give up your anointing to be popular at school or on the job? What about to fall in love with someone who's not going to love you the way he or she should in return? Are you willing to give up your young years or even your golden years? Perhaps sacrificing your years of college education or sweet retirement and preparation for life just to be seen by others? Are you willing to give up your personal, intimate prayer time with God to watch a movie that you can easily see on demand, Netflix, or some other channel again the next day? What about giving up that 10% and an offering for a new outfit and a pair of cheap shoes? Whatever we will or won't give up in life, there will be something at a later time that will return to either bless us or bite us. The question is, will it be a sacrifice or selfishness? Will you be willing to sacrifice all for the sake of the anointing on your life? Or will you selfishly make decisions and go ways that God never ordained just to have things go your way, or just to make a name for yourself among the people in public, or perhaps even in the media? The trees went to the fig tree, and the tree said to the fig tree, "Come thou and reign over us." But the fig tree said unto them, "Should I forsake my sweetness and my good fruit and go to be promoted over the trees?" We have all heard people refer to someone as sweet. "She is so sweet. He is such a sweetheart." That's what I always say about my youngest grandson. He is such a sweetheart. And of course, to me, he is. But what truly makes someone refer to another individual as sweet is, again, their character. It's the fruit that's developed in them by the Holy Spirit. One of the words for fruit in the Hebrew is interpreted as increase. So many of us have spent years and years in becoming the person, the Christian that God has ordained, and then we give it up for something that man or flesh offers. Should I give up Should we give up what we've been sacrificing for years just to have a name or reputation with man? Is what flesh offering you worth giving up what God has ordained for you? Should we give up our name with God in order to have a name with man? So what if someone says how sweet you are, but you have no fruit of the Spirit? I've shared this event of my life many times over, but for the sake of making my point, I'll share it again. When God revealed to me that I'm a prophet, I was so excited. Yes, I was scared, but I was also willing to go and do what I knew He had called me for. But it was as though He was holding my coattails, saying to me, "Where do you think you're going?" Of course, my thinking was, "But you told me that I'm a prophet and I'm ready to go and minister to your people." God's response to me was, "And where do you think you're going with no fruit?" Yes, I had the gifts, but the fruit of the Spirit had not been developed. What little that was there had not been increased. Where was the love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, goodness, and especially the patience, long-suffering, and self-control or self-discipline? Yes, I was praying, but what about studying or witnessing to the lost? In certain areas of my life, as well as the lives of others, there was no self-discipline or self-control. It had to be developed, or at the very least, increased. We cannot be willing to give up the fruit that God has so painstakingly developed in us for something of the flesh. That will not be a sacrifice, but total selfishness. No matter how great your gifts might be, they're nothing without the fruit. No matter how great the anointing may be intended for your lives, it will never become what it should be, what God intended it to be, without the fruit of the Spirit. What did Paul say in Romans 11:29? For the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. We can have the gifts and even operate in them, because once God has given them, He will not take them back. However, operating in them without the fruit is like the teacher in the Peanuts cartoon. Remember when the teacher would be in the classroom and she'd be talking to the kids, and all Peanuts was hearing was quack, 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 quack. She was just making a lot of noise to him. Nothing was getting through. In 1 Corinthians 13:1, it says, "If I speak with the tongues of men or of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanking cymbal." What is love? It's a fruit of the Spirit. That type of love is not just what we feel for one another. It's not just phileo or eros, but agape love, the type of love that God has for us. If we operate in the gifts without the fruit being evidence, then we're only making a lot of noise. My sisters and brothers, that will be all for this part of the message. What are you willing to give up? I pray that you will join me next week for part 3 of What Are You Willing to Give Up? Thank you so much for listening to this week's episode of This is the Voice of the Prophet. I ask that each of you would share this podcast with others, and always remember that it's available for listening on every podcast server and app. I continue to ask you for your support through your prayers. You can contact me through my email at ameeteagle@charter.net. That's ameeteagle@charter.net, and through the Facebook post or Facebook Messenger. Thank you again for your prayers and support, and may God bless each
and every one of you.